Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Teak, we are joined now by a guy. We've had him on the show a bunch. Terrific player, four-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ, first 9 years with Denver, last couple in La La Land with the Bolts. Coming off a win, Herbert was great. Chris Harris, corner. Chris, Teak, and Tierney, how you doing, buddy? Welcome back.
Oh, doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Chris. Good you to bet. See you. Good to chat with you again. I'd say see you again because we're not on TV and you're not in studio. So, but it's good to chat with you again. It's interesting this season for you guys because it's been, I don't want to say it's been up and down because you're 6-4. You're in good spot right now with seven games to go. I almost said six, but seven games to go. And, you know, we keep asking about Brandon Staley and what his mindset is like, how he is as a coach, because I didn't know who him going into this job. Now I've seen the success that he's bringing, obviously taking over, last season from Anthony Lynn. Tell us about your head coach and why he's been able to be so successful so early when not a lot of people have like a book on him.
Man, he's been huge. Just being able to come in and give us identity of how we're going to play on defense, understanding the game each week, that each week the schedule, the schemes can change each week to week, and it's going to be battle. It's going to be battles every week. So I think he's done great being able to adjust and show that he can adjust on the run. He's had great leadership. Guys really buy into his philosophy. So we've loved him right out so far.
Yeah, no, and that's been the biggest thing. You got your former, really, your first team coming up this weekend. You're going to Denver. What's that going to feel like for you?
It's going to be huge, man. I'm so excited to play against them and to go back home to the Mile High and to kind of just, you know, go back and it's a rival game. It's a big game. AFC West on the line, so I'm excited about going there and having a good day.
Hey, Stu Getz, do me a favor. Let's repatch Chris in here. I want to make sure we have a better connection. It's definitely a little bit choppy, and it's definitely not good for us. I can only imagine what the audience is here, and I want to make sure we're able to have a nice, clean, smooth conversation with Chris, so we'll fire him back up. Yeah, that's got to be tough going into it. It's one thing if somebody drafts you there for a year or two. You know, he was there 9 years. You grow up in a certain city. I'm sure he had all these charitable endeavors, and then, you know, here you are. You're in your early 30s, nearing the end of a really, really good career. And almost a decade later, you're coming back. That's got to be awesome, but equal parts very trying on the sentiment as well, right, Teak?
Yeah, I can imagine it's a bittersweet type of feeling, you know, because it wasn't acrimonious. At least I don't remember it being acrimonious. And
no.
Leaving. I think it was just kind of like it became time, you know what I mean? And so new staff comes in. You're there for, I think he was a year with Fangio. Maybe he was. It was a year with Fangio. So new staff comes in. It just becomes time, right, to go on to a different situation. And, you know, it's rough, but it's also part of the business. And I think he's been around long enough.
Oh, he gets it.
He completely gets it.
There's no doubt. I believe we have Chris back. Chris, you're back with us, right, buddy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My bad. This neighborhood can get kind of bad.
I got you. So, yeah. Listen, one thing is a Bronco. We're talking to Chris Harris, 9 years with the Broncos, four-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ, last two with the Chargers here. one thing that you always had, well, first of all, you had good teams in Denver for the most part, but you also had an incredible home field advantage. And that is one thing you didn't enjoy this past weekend, even though you guys won as the Steelers infiltrated that. What was that like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, it's really been like that pretty much all year, you know. So it's,
that bad?
Something that, you know, the Raiders, you know, they packed it out pretty good. But who else did we play? That was pretty it was a lot of Patriot fans, a lot of Viking fans. So it's just something that we just got to be prepared, be ready to go, and try to shut them up early.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we got to do. We just know that it's kind of, we got to approach the home games kind of a little bit, almost like the away games, and try to shut up their crowd early. And it doesn't necessarily affect us on defense as much at home, but it can get loud while the offense is out there on the field. So it does affect them some from watching.
Yeah. Can you, Chris, does it feel like there's momentum at least heading towards the Chargers from a fan base standpoint? Obviously, from a team standpoint, you guys are playing great at times. But is there momentum from the fan base starting to like approach and accept this team? I know you've only been there for really a season and a half, but what's it like in L.A. for the Chargers?
Oh, man, I think from the player standpoint, we love it. You know, I think you know, we're fighting for, you know, that security from the fan base, you know, with the Rams, you got the Lakers, you know, there's just tons of teams here, you know, and us competing with the Rams for that kind of spotlight, it can get hard, but only thing that can solve that is winning. And just unfortunately that both teams are good and both teams have a chance to be in the playoffs. So right now it's just kind of like an internal competition.
Hey, Chris, one of the things that Teague and I have talked about, it seems like every Monday we come in and we have to pour through everything as we structure the show, and we've got to, you know, come up with multiple angles on why, you know, two or three perceived elite teams lost. You've been in the league over a decade now. Have you ever seen it this topsy-turvy on a week-to-week basis where the teams that are supposed to be pretty loaded are not only losing, but either, you know, losing in an ugly fashion or losing to teams they have no business losing to?
I would say it's just so it's everybody, man. A lot of teams, especially in the AFC, it's pretty wide open. A lot of teams have a chance to make the playoffs. This last month, end of November, December, that's when the real football starts. So now we get to see where teams separate themselves. Teams haven't separated themselves. That's something that you usually see in the league. I think you see more of that in NFC than AFC right now.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting you say it that way, Chris, because you're right. Like the teams that are, I don't want to say supposed to be good, but I will, supposed to be good, they just start to get really good as the season goes on. And we haven't seen a ton of that in the AFC. Is there a reason? Is it the young quarterbacks? Because there are a bunch of young quarterbacks in the AFC. You have one, obviously, as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, but you guys haven't had that. BT and I always keep talking about these letdown games. Like, how did the Buffalo Bills lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars? You haven't had that. I mean, you lost a good Vikings team, a really ascending Patriots team, and I think the Cowboys early. I can't remember who the other one was. But, like, you guys haven't had that season. What, is it because the quarterbacks are young, or is it because – is there something else we're missing?
I would say that a lot of young quarterbacks there, but also you know, it's just a lot of great competition now, man. A lot of teams are fairly even, you know. From division to division, there's a lot of competition. A lot of great young quarterbacks now compared to what it was when I first got in the league. You know, you had your elite quarterbacks and a lot of scrubs. But now you have more talent at the quarterback level. So it's adding more there's not a lot of distance from team to team.
You know, Chris, we're going to probably wrap it up here. Not a ton of time left, but I want to throw something at you that has, you know, bothered us and obviously rankled fans every Sunday. You just take a look at social media. Everybody's going to weigh in on this. The ridiculous taunting rule. I mean, I know things have changed since you entered the league. There's been some tweaks, whether it's replay, whether it's what you can review, whether it's challenges. Things have evolved, and they always will. But, I mean, this taunting nonsense is a complete joke. Number one, do you talk at all? What do you see out there, the way it's actually being applied?
Yeah. Oh, man, I talk all game, and, you know, it's hard. It definitely changes the way guys have to play. how you, you know, celebrate. You have to really have a clear understanding and conscious of, I can't do this. I can't cross this line, you know, of what we could do in the past that could hurt our team. And we've seen it happen all year long, man. There's been plays, you know, that changed the game, you know, just a major taunting penalty, keep a drive going, you know, or just, you know, it just hurts. It can't hurt the game. And it's, you know, it's judgment calls. It's pure judgment of what that media or what that ref might think is a taunting compared to another ref, you know. Another ref might play in the NFL and understands that how we talk out there on the field, they might not think this is taunting, you know. So it's more point of view. I see it's a major issue, man, just because, guys, it's hard to control your emotions on the football field.
No doubt. Well, Chris, listen, keep chugging along, man. 11 years, terrific career, champion, bunch of Pro Bowls, an All-Pro as well, All-Decades team. Chris Harris, thank you, buddy. Sure. Appreciate you jumping back on, Chris.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.